I'd been trying for weeks to get you to pick a vacation for your birthday, and you keep putting it off. You know how much I like a plan. You said we'll talk about it on the drive. Today you take me to your family reunion, which is at your parents' house, so that you can introduce me to all of them. Your selling point for getting me to go was that it'll be like a band-aid. If I meet everyone all at once, it'll be like ripping the band-aid off my skin really fast, and it won't hurt as bad. The thought of you comparing pain with meeting your parents and extended family worried me a bit, but I put it in the back of my mind and agreed. As we drove the few hours to get there, I started making suggestions of places that are nice this time of year to vacation. I really want to take you someplace special for your birthday. Birthdays are so important to me. The entire way, you avoid answering. We reach your parents' house a few hours before people begin to arrive, and we get a warm welcome. We leave our things in the guest room and see where we can help. I'm wearing a simple blue dress with white trim, and throughout the day, you're teasing me. It started innocently enough, stealing kisses when I wasn't looking in your direction, brushing fingers over the back of my neck, grazing a thumb over my breast while your arm was around me. As the day went on, you began to get more daring. It became a game to see how well I could keep my composure. Sliding your hand up my thigh under the table. You were taking pleasure in watching my chest redden and my lips plumpen as I continue to bite them in moments of sexual frustration, and in other times simply trying to conceal a gasp or a moan. Following me to the bathroom just to press me against the closed door. Moving your knee between my legs, pinning my wrists above my head and kissing me only for a moment, then stopping and going back out to your family, leaving me breathless and physically aching with need. My head spinning with the memory of your touch and the taste of you still on my lips. I catch a glimpse of my disheveled reflection in the mirror. My long dark hair is a mess from your fingers combing through it before gripping the back of my head for a passionately brutal kiss. My makeup has all but disappeared from the continuous stolen kisses and possessive cuddles when introducing me to certain family members. And my panties. Well, they were in a poor state after a day full of secret moments of passion. At one point behind the garage, I thought you were going to rip them off of me. I took them off and stuffed them in my toiletries bag. I grabbed it with the intention of touching up my makeup, but after your last erratic assault, my hair and makeup were a lost cause for the night. When I joined you beside the fire, you wrapped a huge soft blanket around my shoulders and kissed my cheek. I sat beside you on a bench around the fire with your family. You pulled my legs up onto you, and with my knees bent over your lap, I tensed as you moved your hands under the blanket covering me shoulders to ankles. But you just began massaging my calves as we got lost in conversation. I felt relaxed. The sexual tension you had built throughout the day was gone. Curled up in a warm blanket with your hands moving from my feet and then back to my calves, talking with your parents, hearing stories about when you were young. I feel your hand move up my thigh. Praying you stop, I glance at you, and you don't look away from the conversation. Your hand continues to climb higher and higher up my thigh until you finally make the discovery that I no longer have panties on. Your mother moves beside us and begins talking directly to me, asking me about my own family and childhood. And that's when it happens. You push your finger inside of me, slowly, going as deep as your hand will allow. then pulling all but your fingertip out over and over again. Slow, deliberate torture. The whole time, I am desperately trying to conceal my dilemma, hating you more and more, just wishing that your mother would find someone else to talk to. My body begins to heat up. Between the fire, the blanket, and your evil hands, I want so badly to open the blanket. Finally, after what seems like 50 hours, your mother finally has asked me all the questions she had planned and moves on to a group in the house. The moment she is turned and walking to the house, you stop. Your hands move back to my calves. I am in complete orgasmic distress. My eyes wide, staring at you. And you just act like nothing has happened and start talking to your cousin about his new job. One by one, your family begins to leave until we're the only two by the fire. Your parents say goodnight, and we sit in the cool autumn night with the fire still burning bright. We have small talk about the day, and you assure me everyone loved me. I ask you if you had decided on a location for your birthday. I tell you again how important it is to me and that I want to give you a special birthday. And again, you tell me I don't have to do that for you. I stand up. You think I'm mad, but instead, I move in front of you, the blanket tight around my shoulders. I lean in and begin to kiss you. My hand moves down your body, running over you until I feel you grow hard through your clothes. I undo your shorts and pull your hard cock out, and then I straddle you. The skirt of my dress gathered at the top of my thighs, looking into your eyes, the blanket around the both of us. I hover over you. The warm, soft flesh of my pussy is so close to you. Where do you want to go? I whisper. You don't say anything. I sink down onto your cock completely, burying you inside of me. You can feel the tight walls of my pussy squeeze around you. Tilting my head, biting my lip, I look at you. Slowly, softly, and very clear, I tell you, I am not going to move a muscle until you tell me a location. We sit there, fighting every urge, battling, trying to call up every last shred of willpower we each possess. Finally, you practically growl out a location. Smiling, I raise up off you and I stand. Adjust my dress and drop the blanket in your lap. Walking towards the house, I stop and call to you. Don't you want to come inside tonight?